Listening Library presents Climbing the Stairs by Padma Venkatraman. Read for you by Smit Bharati.
August 1941. I still remember the day we celebrated Krishna Jayanti, the festival of Lord Krishna's birth, at our home in Bombay. The drive was drenched with the juice of fallen jaman fruit, and the sand of Mahim Beach gleamed like a golden plate in the afternoon sunlight. Whispers of heat rose from the tar road and shivered toward the slumbering Arabian Sea. I had folded up my ankle-length skirt and was getting ready to climb up the jaman tree. A warm breeze blew around my bare knees. My brother's brown legs were already wrapped around the roughness of the main trunk, clinging on like a monkey to its mother's body. Gita was 18 and he'd just started college, but though his voice had recently deepened and the first fuzzy promise of a black mustache shadowed his upper lip, he still looked more a boy than a man. Our dog, Raja, was yapping loudly on the ground, wagging his tail. I spread an old rug on the ground beneath the tree and climbed up after him, scraping my skin against its lumpy bark. Soon we were shaking the branches, watching the ripe purple fruit rain onto the rug like a monsoon shower. "Vidya!" Amma called. I glanced down. I could see her disapproving gaze from where she stood, barefoot on our veranda, the open patio in front of our home. Ever since I had turned 15 and started wearing a half sari, she had been hoping that I would become more womanly, not climb any more trees, run no more races across the beach sands, and stop playing volleyball at Walsingham Girls' School. She felt it wasn't ladylike. She held a bowl and a small white rag in her hands. "Would you like to decorate the veranda?" Every year we would paint tiny white footprints all the way across the red cement on the front steps and veranda, into the marble-flecked mosaic floor of the house, through the great hall and to the prayer room in the back, footsteps to lead Lord Krishna into our home. I didn't mind. It was one of the few girlish tasks I enjoyed. "I'm going to paint some Krishna feet," I told Gita. I climbed down and patted Raja on his head. I tried to rinse the purple stains off my hands at the brass tap in the corner of the garden, scrubbing my hands with the hairy hide of a fallen coconut. I straightened out my skirt and walked up the stairs. "Thank you," Amma said, forcing the corners of her mouth upward. Her smiles had been different ever since Appa had started coming home late. The bright white sign still hung on the door of the clinic behind our home, slightly askew, stating in English, Hindi, and Marathi that the doctor worked from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock during the week and from 9 until 12 on Saturdays. But he no longer kept those hours. He went missing at least a few days each week, returning after Gita and I were back from school. Some evenings, Amma sent us to bed before we saw him. "Where do you go, Appa?" I had asked, and he had patted my head and replied that he had started another job. "What job?" I had asked. "Why do you need two jobs?" To which he had simply replied, "Nothing for you to worry about." The only time I enjoyed hearing him say those words was when he had said them to Amma a month ago, on her birthday. He had taken us to Mr. Sultan's jewelry store. Gita and I had been sitting on plush satin-backed chairs in the showroom, clinking the ice cubes in the tall glasses of sweet lime juice that the store hand had brought to us on a silver tray, trying to see which of us could swirl the liquid faster without spilling it.
"Everything looks beautiful on you," Appa told Amma.
Pairs of gold earrings were set out on the glass case in front of them,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?